Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Richard from Granite Falls is. Richard, are you there?
Good morning,
Richard. Steve, I would love for you to get out of here now.
Well, fine.
For those playing at home, Richard has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What shapes are used in a Venn diagram?
Circles.
Yes. What vegetable gets its name from the Greek word for branch?
Olives?
No.
Pears?
No.
Pass.
O'Shea Jackson is the real name of what entertainer?
Ice Cube.
Yes. What number is represented by C in Roman numerals?
100.
Yes, sir. Wilt Chamberlain's famous nickname was Wilt the what?
Pass.
Who provided the voice of Chance the Bulldog in Homeward Bound The Incredible Journey?
Michael J. Fox.
He did. How many dice are used in Yahtzee?
5.
Correct. In what organ of the human body would you find the sclera?
The chest?
In what organ of the human body would you find the sclera?
The heart.
No.
The kidney.
No.
Liver.
No. We leave the light on for you is a slogan for what chain?
Best Western.
No.
Motel 6.
Yes! Way to finish strong there, Richard. You got 6 correct.
Woohoo!
Woohoo is right. Woo-hoo. I'm on a mission to stump Steve.
Has he lost twice this morning?
Steve, how many times have you lost today? Once or twice?
Just once.
Once.
Okay.
Time to turn it around, baby.
We'll see about that. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What shapes are used in a Venn diagram?
What shapes? Oh, that would be a circle.
It would be. Mm-hmm. What vegetable gets its name from the Greek word for branch?
Broccoli.
Yes. O'Shea Jackson is the real name of what entertainer?
Ice Cube.
Correct. What number is represented by a C in Roman numerals?
50.
No.
100.
Yes. Wilt Chamberlain's famous nickname was Wilt the what?
Stilt.
Yeah, baby. Who provided the voice of Chance the Bulldog in Homeward Bound The Incredible Journey?
Chance the Rapper?
No.
No. Eddie Murphy?
No.
Patton Oswalt?
No. How many dice are used in Yahtzee?
2.
No.
Oh, wait. 5.
Yes. In what organ of the human body would you find the sclera?
That would be in the lungs?
No.
The heart?
No.
The kidney?
No.
Damn it.
We'll leave the light on for you is a slogan for what chain?
Motel 6.
Yes. What ocean does the Congo River flow into?
Atlantic.
It does. Yeah. Steve Miggs with time on the clock.
Wow.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Did you hear my expert accounting right there?
Oh, you're great accounting.
You are a big winner. 8-6.
Oh, good game, Richard.
I'll get you next time.
All
That's right.
right.
Optimism.
I look forward to the day.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
What a full, complete day. You got one of each.
A little bit of everything.
That is magical.
What do we call that?
The trifecta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Richard did know that the voice of Chance the Bulldog in Homeward Bound was Michael J. Fox.
I don't even know what the hell Homeward Bound is.
Oh, my God. Do you like to cry?
No, I don't like watching. Is it a cartoon?
No, it's a movie about 3 animals that go, like, they get separated from their family, and it's all about their journey to get home. There's Sassy the cat.
I'm surprised. Shadow the Golden Retriever.
The Golden Retriever.
I'm surprised you have not seen this with Tatum. This was like my childhood. She would love this movie.
This is not on our radar. It came out in 1993.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
It's Homeward Bound 2, too, and they go to get lost in San Francisco.
Is John Travolta one of the voices, at least?
I don't know if I ever saw the second one. I don't know.
I'm looking at even the poster. This doesn't even look like anything I've ever seen.
Wow. It's a great one.
But yeah, but if it's going to make me cry, I don't want to watch it.
It's going to make you cry.
Just a little bit. Misty. Well,
it for a second, and then you're like, ah, redemption.
Oh, okay.
We're really selling it. The organ of the human body where you would find the sclera is the eyes. That's like the outermost white layer of your eyeball.
Okay.
Yeah, it's important, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I'd imagine everything's important in your eye.
We are going to be in Puyallup this Saturday. We're going to be hanging out at the Red Dog in Sunrise Village, pouring our own drinks because that's how they roll.
Pour your own drinks, enjoy some great food, and also play Beat Migs.
I hope somebody beats you in person.
At the game.
Well, of course.
Okay.
Yes. You can get info on our party at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
Once again, we're having a stupid debate on this show, and we were hoping that you could help us settle this dumb debate.
It has nothing to do with gorillas.
No. 206-803-ROCK. Call in now. We want you to judge something for us. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Nirvana. They call him Seagull Boy. He's a British kid who has just won his second consecutive goal-screeching championship.
Okay.
10 years old. His name is Cooper Wallace. And he won this for the second year in a row with very impressive mimicking skills. He sounds just like a seagull. Check it out.
Are these people that are so fired up for him? That's awesome.
They erupted with support.
Yeah.
I love that.
Although I think if he was my kid, I might be like my dad. My dad did not want me to play the drums. He's like, all right, fine. You can play the drums, but you can only do it when I'm at work. Oh. And I'd be like, hey, buddy. Hey, what's his name? Cooper. Hey, Cooper. You can practice your seagull impression, but only when daddy's at work.
He did the whole competition dressed in a full seagull costume as well. Yeah. Like, he really leaned into the situation he was in.
What is it? Go big or go home. So we were watching this video and listening to this earlier, and I don't know why, but this is one of the dumb off-air conversations that we have, and we're like, we should probably put this to the test. We all believe that we're the best seagull impersonator of the group.
Let me just say, I have lived in this state and in this area for 40 years. I have encountered more seagulls than either of you.
So because you've been around seagulls?
Oh, yeah.
That's not how it works.
That is exactly how it works.
Do you want to hear what a real seagull sounds like?
Yes.
All right. Here's another one. And so, this could be the dumbest thing we've ever done on the radio. Which is saying a lot. We're going to see who on the show is the best at a seagull screech. We have Jacob on hold. He's going to listen to us. And he's going to determine who's the best seagull.
Okay.
Taryn Daly, Danny V, or yours truly, Steve Miggs.
Who should go first?
Danny, you pick.
I think Steve should go first because he is the resident animal impersonator.
Thank
on our
you.
Show.
I feel like I have the advantage. I'm known for my animal impressions.
You are kind of like Steve Irwin.
There are not many people who do animals as well as I do animals.
Wow.
Edit that part out, please.
Yeah. We'll fix it.
Okay. Are we ready?
You just made Taryn spit up on herself.
All right, Taryn. Top
good.
That.
That was pretty good. All right, I'm going to stand up.
Oh, yeah, you got to stand up. Yeah. Wow.
Did you say I was doing the wings, too?
Yeah, I saw the wings.
That was
wings.
Helpful.
Oh, I looked the other way. I couldn't look at you while you were doing that. I was very embarrassed. All right, Danny.
All right, I'm going to do the same as Taryn. I'm going to stand up. I got to get my lungs prepared.
Seagull stance. They sound different in West Seattle.
Well, that's how they sound after a good night out with their lady friend.
Jacob from Covington, you be the judge. Who has the best seagull screech on the Daily Mig Show?
The best screech out of all of you. First of all, the last one was a bird that turned into a monkey.
It did. And then Danny flung poop at us. It was crazy.
Parents, I thought was the best purely because of your high pitch.
Oh. Yeah. What do I win?
You, see, oh, you win a Chris high five.
Yes, nice. I will take it. Thank you, Jacob.
What do you think of mine?
Steve, yours is all right, I mean, I guess. For like a bird, you know.
Oh, it's okay for a bird. Oh, I was trying to be a freaking bird, so it should be all right for a bird.
See, mine was okay for a monkey. I get it.
Just keep working on it, guys. You'll get it next time.
The Daily Mix Show.
Let's say you're a massive music fan. Do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the hook? Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to give you tickets to Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace at Climate Pledge Arena on September 30th. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, the prize is tickets to see Breaking Benjamin with 3 Days Grace, and that show is coming to Climate Pledge Arena on September 30th. Our contestant this morning is Miss Mandy from Cedro Woolley. Good morning, Mandy.
Hello.
Let's spin this wheel and see if you are playing with me or Migs.
All right, there goes the wheel. Who will it land on? Currently it's on me, but it's now switched on over to T-Dog, and that's exactly who you're paired up with, Mandy. You
right.
And Taryn.
Mandy, let's do this. Are you ready for your clip?
I am ready.
Clothes.
Oh my god. Turn the lights down. What is it?
Do you know the band? If you were to wink with both eyes at the same time, what would you be doing?
Blink 182.
Yes. And
I never thought you could use that as a way of giving a hint, like winking with both eyes, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Blinking. Okay.
All right, Mandy, do you want help with the song?
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the words in the song, it's a 4-word song. One of the words in the song is another word for tiny.
Oh, it's all the small things. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I knew that. I knew it.
I knew you knew it, Mandy.
Yay!
I watched an interview, I can't remember who was with Rick Beato, that guy. And he was talking about this song and how, like, there's layers in this song that you don't even hear. And on that na-na-na-na part, there's, like, a keyboard that's going on. And I never heard it until he brought it up. And now all I hear is the keyboard. It's
that
crazy.
That is awesome.
It's funny how your ears and your brain work like that.
All right, Mandy, I want to win these tickets for you. Danny,
yeah.
Let's hear the clip. Oh.
I'm sure you know the band.
No. Yeah, but now I'm like, what song is it? Let me hear it again. I know it's Korn. Oh, it's Freak on a Leash. Yeah, Mandy.
She's singing along. Mandy, you just won yourself a pair of tickets to go check out Breaking Benjamin.
Congratulations, Mandy. Have a great time at the show.
Yay!
Hey, man, who are you taking to the show?
I don't know yet. Probably my son.
Oh, I love that. How old's your son?
16.
What was his first concert?
His first concert was Journey.
Oh
yeah, you got to make up for that.
Oh, stop, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Green Day. Throughout the morning, we have received some fantastic texts and calls from our dear Rockaholics, but we have not had a chance to catch up with just everybody. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do give us a call if there's something from the show you'd like to chime in on today, or if you have anything on your mind that you might like to discuss with us. The number is 206-803-ROCK. And guys, ever since yesterday, we have been getting so much action from garbage men.
Yes.
So much
Wait
action.
Wait a second.
I mean, you know, text action and call action.
Okay, fair.
Based on a story that Danny told, wanting to instill some hope into the heart of a five-year-old, his neighbor kid, Lucian. And we've got Possum Paul from
And Hills- so for those that don't know, Lucian was made fun of by a garbage man and a recycling guy. He's 5 years old, and he was wearing nail polish. And so they gave him a hard time about that. It made him very sad. He was trying to rip the nails off of his hand like when he went home. And so the mom reached out to Danny because Danny is the neighborhood's nail polish wearing dude. Yeah. And he, and a solid effort by Danny to make Lucian feel better about things.
So now we've had all these wonderful folks from the yeah. sanitation community calling up. And Possum Paul is one of those folks. You want to chime in?
Yeah, I do. And I'm first of all, I'm really glad that Lucian is getting the support that he needs because that was awful. Now, here's what I want to have to say about this. And I'm not a sanitation worker, but I'm a union worker.
Okay.
And these guys are union. These guys are making over $100,000 a year, probably. Close to it, if not. And I really hope that somebody has called HR. At the very least, these guys need a finger wagging from their employer. And if it's an ongoing issue, there needs to be a written reprimand. And if it's bad enough, you could even lose your job. This is a carrot and stick situation. You want to behave like this, you don't belong here.
Yeah, I mean, I think the mom is probably Danny, you mentioned that the mom's going to either talk to those guys or talk to somebody. That's not our place. Like, we're just looking to bring up Lucian spirits. We're not looking to get anybody fired. But obviously, the mom is going to handle it how she feels is the right way to do it. And I mean, I feel like that's the person that should be handling it.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, it's one of those. The reason I brought up the story was more just to talk about Lucian, and because I felt bad for him yeah. that he, you know, felt so bad about wearing nail polish. When at that point, yes, it sucks that people are like that in the world. But at the end of the day, we just want kids to know, anyone to know, that they can just be themselves.
So you don't want me to slash the tires?
Oh, crap. I already did that.
206-803-ROCK.
What about the banana in the tailpipe? Is that frowned upon?
Those were my tires, Taryn.
Bob is rolling around in a dump truck and also wants to comment on this. Bob, question. Are dump truck drivers and garbage truck drivers like arch enemies or anything like that? Are you guys on the same team?
No, we ain't arch enemies. We're just out here driving, trying to be safe.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think? It's like cops and firefighters that they want to battle it out in like boxing, charity boxing matches or hockey games?
Yeah, that's it. One thing I will bring up, though, which I told Danny, you guys might want to check into, there's Dozer Days coming up in Puyallup.
Yes!
The kids get to run the machines. So like Barrett could come down and run the excavator, Tatum. It's sponsored by all the big construction companies. It's a pretty cool deal. The kids get their own machines.
We were bummed. I think it happened last year, too, and I remember seeing it. It was too late where we weren't able to make it happen, but I completely forgot about that. That would be a blast.
That would be Barrett's, like, number one destination in his life at this point. Like, he is so... They have those, like, touch-a-truck events, too, where yeah. they bring in all the different, you know, big rigs and stuff, and we've taken him to those before, and he is just a maniac.
I think Tana might be into it, too, right now, because she's very excited. Today, she's going to get to see a fire truck.
That's awesome.
Yesterday, the cops came to her school. We don't want to talk about what happened. But no, I'm kidding. They were just there so I get to see the cop car. They even gave him like little cop hats. So now I think today it's all about the firefighters.
That's going to be so much fun.
And shout out to a text that we just got. And also, I do love that there's a lot of garbage people and recycling people have been calling in, honking their horns for Lucian just to show that, hey, look, not everybody thinks the way that those two dudes do. And one person texted and said, I'm a general manager for an international paper recycling company in Kent. If they want to come out to the plant for a tour and see all of our equipment, I could get that going.
That's awesome. I want to go on that tour.
This is for Lucian, not Taryn Daly. No one made fun of you for having the blue nail polish that you have on right now, although they should. It's okay.
Danny's nail polish is way better than mine.
He does a better job.
He does. 206-803-ROCK. Old man Kenny is on the line from Gig Harbor, and you have a punishment for the mean garbage man.
For the two douches that berated a five-year-old, I think the company should make both of those guys wear nail polish for a month.
Yeah! Okay, that's kind of brilliant.
I like that. Danny will even paint them.
Yeah. Yes.
Danny and I, we get the same. We actually buy the same brand of nail polish, so we're like really into this.
Well, remember, like when was it, like Caleb Williams, the quarterback for the Chicago Bears? Like he was known for painting his nails, yeah, especially in college, and so many people were giving him a hard time about it. Like, and it was a way of him paying honor or tribute to his mom, who I think was either like a nail salon person or something along those lines. I don't know. I'm paraphrasing him, but in a way, it was a tribute to his mom. And it's like, who gives a crap?
Yeah, leave people alone. Let them live their lives, and you just live yours.
But that, yeah, we've been trying to get a hold of Caleb Williams. He's not responding to our direct messages.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics this morning.
Earlier, also, we talked to Sierra, who has a company called OneSpoiledDog.com. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be coming by to the Red Dog on Saturday, where we're going to be hanging out with all the Rockaholics. Come on out to the Red Dog over in Puyallup, Sunrise Village, for Sunrise de Mayo. And they're bringing like these homemade... It's a local company. They make dog treats, like dog jerky. And somebody asked the question, hey, what would you... Because we said, hey, it would be a lot of fun if you could make a Daily Migs dog food. Because the men's got beer. Why can't we have dog food? And they're going to work on it.
Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting.
So somebody said, what would you name the dog treats? See, I was kind of torn as well. So I just went onto a ChatGPT and just said, hey, can you... And the weird thing with that AI stuff is that they remember a lot of stuff sometimes about the show, about the people, any kind of searches that we've done. It remembers that stuff, which is kind of freaky. So it came up with a couple, one being the Daily Migs Jerk Me. No? What about the Daily Migs Jerkaholics? Okay, how about Jerked by Daily Migs?
Why is there so much jerking?
Well, it's jerky, Karen.
You guys.
Okay, how about the Daily Migs Jerk and Destroy? And as it said, a nod to Metallica fans.
Okay, I do like that one.
So then ChatGPT goes, would you like to tie in a flavor or personality from each of the members of the show?
Oh, God.
You know, and it starts asking you questions. So, of course, I go, yeah.
Boy, would we.
So it starts off with Taryn Daly. I didn't prompt anything. I just said yes. And it says, Taryn Daly, farm girl hippie with a wild side. How about these? Taryn's tipsy turkey jerky, Taryn's walk-home jerky strips, and Hippie Chicken by Daly.
Okay, those are all great.
I love that I remembered the walk-home story.
Oh yeah.
Okay, next one for me. It said Steve Miggs, bald pro wrestler who passes out randomly.
Oh,
roasting us. Miggs Powerbomb Pork Jerky, the Tap-Out Turkey by Daly Miggs Jerky, and then the Bald Brawler's Beef Bites.
Those are all very clever.
And, of course, it had Danny V, the emo-loving pizza fanatic, as it said. Emo AF Elk Snacks.
What?
Pepperoni Tears by Danny V.
In.
And then my favorite, My Bark Romance by Daily Migs Jerky.
Get them on the shelves. Let's sell these things.
I wonder how many different flavors they can make for us.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
This hypothetical debate went viral. I'm sure you've seen it. Who would win in a fight? 100 men or one silverback gorilla? Well, a former Seahawks player has an answer to this question. And you're going to hear what he said at 9:50. There's this viral hypothetical debate that has been going on all week that we're sure you've seen, but it's all about who would win in a fight.
Right.
100 men or just one silverback gorilla.
And the world is divided about this.
Migs, this actually sparked a little memory for you, a chat that you had with former Seahawk Luke Wilson.
A while back, he shared a story with me about how like there was a time in the locker room back when he was active, and the players all got into an argument about how many people it would take down a gorilla. And it got so bad that like Luke ended up calling, like argued, so spirited that Luke called the zoo to get some answers. I'm like, bro, you got to come on our show. And it turns out he's like traveling to Saskatchewan, so he wasn't able to make that happen. But it reminded him of that time. So he went on social media and then posted a video after our chat explaining his whole theory behind why it would only take a certain number of people for him to take down a gorilla. And here's a clip of him talking about it.
Okay, what's up, everyone? I got to make a little PSA here. So this whole gorilla thing has resurfaced. And this argument, it might have started in the Seahawks locker room 10 years ago. I mean, at one point, this thing got so ferocious that I called the zoo on lunch. The question is, of course 100 people can do it.
Imagine like being someone who works at the zoo and, hi, I'm Luke Wilson from your Seattle Seahawks. I have a question about killing a gorilla.
People can do it. How few can get it done? And my answer is aggressively low because in the game we played back in the day in the locker room, you get to choose. You get to choose the people who are going against the gorilla. I went with 9. I mean, somebody could be a random person off the street. They need to have kind of like a hollow chest. non-athlete, almost brittle boned, you know, but they're for the team. You say, listen, boss, you're going to die, but it's for the cause. You got to die for the cause.
Who would you pick on the station to help you fight a gorilla?
Oh, that's a good question.
Thrill.
That might be too.
Yeah, immediately I think of Thrill. He would just kill it.
Just get a few drinks in him. Get him real angry.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Mike Hawk might have some like good trickery moves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm putting some money on Mike Hawk.
So now as Luke Wilson goes on in this video, you can see on all of his social media pages, he talks about how it involves some fast football players to get the guy down, get the gorilla down, rip the eyes out, and then here's what happens after you get the eyes out of the gorilla.
Okay, and now all of a sudden you've got a gorilla that cannot see. Okay, and if my math is correct, I'd use two slot receivers, one brittle bone hollow individual for three, two linemen for five. Who are your next four? The absolute best submission and strike UFC fighters in the world. Boys, we've got a gorilla here, and he cannot see. And he potentially has a human being stuck on one of his arms. You got to break an arm first. Hey, you're the submission guy? Arm bar. Break it.
I mean, he has a good theory.
That's a lot of time spent in a locker room. I wish I was there for the actual argument.
I mean, but to his point, not everyone's going to make it to the you know, trophy ceremony.
So who on the station's got to go?
Oh, who's going to be our sacrificial lamb? Danny V.
Wow.
Ouch.
I was going with Ryan Castle.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
On Saturday in Puyallup, we are going to try to take down a gorilla. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to be doing Sunrise de Mayo at Sunrise Village at the Red Dog. Dog friendly, kid friendly too. We'd love to see you there. Head to KISW.com for details.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Good day, Ryan Castle. You got a button-up on, looking quite nice.
It is so nice to be in a room full of professionals like
yes,
this.
Yes, look at us.
You guys are so buttoned up.
We are so pro.
Yeah.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by another pro, and that's Palace Law. Patrick Palace, shout out to him. And the Seattle Mariners, you couldn't get more pro than them. They're the hottest team in baseball.
I actually caught just that part of the game yesterday in that inning where they just blew it wide open.
The seventh inning where they had six runs?
Yeah.
They ended up winning 9-3 over the Angels. They are now 18-12. They've won their seventh straight series. Up next to them, they're heading to Texas for a six-game road trip. So hopefully the winning ways continue tomorrow.
Let's go, Mariners.
Yeah!
There's a dog by the name of Arlo, and Arlo is recovering right now after he was attacked by a cougar while he was camping with his owner in the Olympic National Forest.
What was her name?
Janet.
The owner, Lucas, said he had to kick the cougar in the head.
Yeah.
To scare it off.
I would. I'd fight a cougar for my dog, for sure.
100%. I think about that almost every morning.
I think just pure instinct, I would jump in there. And then I'd be like, what am I doing? I'm fighting a cougar.
There have been a bunch of cougar sightings up in my neck of the woods over the past couple of weeks. You guys are the worst. But I always do get nervous because, like, even our labs that are, you know, 90 pounds, I don't think a cougar would be afraid of taking that down.
She is 40 now.
Oh, God, you guys.
Do you think 100 cougars could take down a gorilla, though?
Just give her a couple of cocktails, I think so.
And there's an Uber driver in Ohio. His name is Robert Rose, and he was arrested because, well, when you have a passenger, and I know you want to have some small talk, but you probably shouldn't brag to that passenger about having drugs hidden in a fake aerosol can that's in your car. The rider ended up calling 911. The police found meth, pills, other drug paraphernalia, cash, three phones as well in the car. And the best part is that he was wearing a shirt that said, and I'm not kidding about this, the shirt read, retired drug dealer.
Well, that's false advertising.
Not retired.
No, he picked a bad time for a comeback. Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 73 degrees. It's going to be a sunny day today. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Migs Show.